Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. You know something? I always say welcome back, but maybe I should start saying welcome or welcome back, because what if it's your first time listening? I am grateful that you're here too, first timers, and I would absolutely love for you to become part of our little podcast family here. Anyway, welcome or welcome back to the show. I could not be more excited for this episode, because for the last, like, I would say two-ish years, I've really taken it upon myself to make our home a haven of a sort, like a peaceful place for my family to do life together. I spend so much time at home. I have for years because I've worked from home for over 5 years at this point. So I work from home. I live my life at home. I work out at home. Like everything that I do is at home. So it's really important for my home to be peaceful. And I will never forget when I was pregnant a couple years ago and I hired professional cleaners to come in and do like a deep clean of the house before Everly was born. One of the women who was on the cleaning team told me that she had never been in a house that felt so peaceful. And that was music to my ears, y'all. And it was truly like such a great compliment. Like it stuck with me. I don't know about y'all, but my physical environment really affects my mental state. When things are loud and cluttery, I just feel chaotic and overstimulated in my brain. I truly feel like I'm a better wife, mom, and business owner when my home is calm and peaceful. And I say, like, I don't know if y'all can relate, but you can, I bet you, because there's a lot of science behind that, which we don't have time to like really get into the science, because I have 10 habits that I want to share with you. I was only going to share 5, but I couldn't stop writing them down. So I was like, okay, we're going to do 7. And then I still couldn't stop writing them down. So I was like, okay, we're going to do 10. But I would encourage you to, if you're interested, look up the science behind like how your home affects your mental health. Like there's a lot that goes into it and it's really interesting. But before we jump into the 10 habits that I want to share with you for a more peaceful home, I think it's time that we do a little podcast giveaway. I do this once a month-ish. Emphasis on the ish, okay? As a way to thank y'all for taking the time to tune in and just leave me some feedback for the show. I pick an Apple Podcast review and I send whoever the review came from a little something something. So this month's review comes from the username Nat Delas, and the title of the review is "Seriously Change My Life for the Better." The review says, "I first found Hustle Sanely back in 2023 when I started a side hustle and was craving some kind of guidance on how to," and she put this in quotes, "not lose my cool while working full time and trying to build a business on the side. Jess's wisdom about building slow yet consistently really hit home with me, and I started to listen to her podcast on the regular. Flash forward to 2024, I have now binged all of the old episodes, all 200 plus of them, and purchased both her planner and journal. I use them every day, and I seriously attribute the success I've had to using her tools. I've traded in burnout and comparison for peace and clarity. I can't thank you enough, Jess, for the resources you create. I'm not exaggerating when I say you've changed my life for the better." And then it says, "TLDR, listen to this podcast. It just might change your life too." I have goosebumps reading that, and there are little, I wouldn't say tears in my eyes, but my eyes are a little sparkly, you know? That just means so much to me, because I take the work that I do so seriously, and the fact that it's actually impacting real people's lives, I thank God for that every day. So thank you so much for taking the time to leave such a thoughtful review. If this was your review, please, please, please email me. My email is jess@jessicamassey.com with the subject line podcast episode 217 so that I can email you a $50 Amazon gift card just as a little thank you for being a listener, but for especially taking the time to leave a review. You guys, reviews are such a big deal for podcasters. Cannot tell you like how much they mean. Not just like, oh, it makes me feel good. Like, yes, it does. But like, it helps put the show in front of new people. So thank y'all so much. And hey, if you want a chance to get the next gift next time I do this, all you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Like, easy peasy. And honestly, like I said, it's just so incredibly helpful for me as a podcaster. So thank you. Truly, every review is so meaningful to me and they help the show grow. So let's just keep spreading the Hustle Sanely message together. What do you say? What do you say? Okay. So let's talk about a peaceful home, shall we? Like I said, I'm just so excited to dig into this topic. When I think about a peaceful home, I think about a space that is calming to my senses. So what I see, what I hear, what I smell, all of that stuff, they need to evoke a sense of peace and calm in me. And let me just say this too. What calm is to me may not mirror what calm is to you, and that's okay. I don't like clutter or loud noises because those kinds of things, when constantly going, they just make me want to crawl out of my skin. I get overstimulated very easily, and those kinds of things just make my fuse really short. I'm not able to relax in a space like that. I personally like a light, bright, clutter-free space that smells vibrant and makes me feel cozy and comfortable. So a lot of the habits that I'm going to share with y'all today help me achieve what my idea of a peaceful home is. But your job as the listener is to decide what a peaceful home is to you, to take what works from this episode and to leave the rest. So let's jump into the 10 habits that help me have a peaceful home. Habit number one, this one's fun. I think it's fun. Having a signature scent for each room. So like, when you go into certain stores, you know that it's going to smell like, okay, the first one that popped in my mind, I wish it was a different example, but it's not. Back in high school, if you went to high school around the same time as me, I graduated in 2008, everybody was shopping at Hollister. You could close your eyes at home and smell Hollister. Like, it just had a very distinct smell, right? Like, think about your grandma's house. Like, I'm sure that your grandma's house, like, you can imagine what your grandma's house smells like without actually going to your grandma's house. Anyway, okay, let me get back on track. Did you know that there's actual science behind how scents can affect our mood? Like, certain smells evoke certain emotions in us. I'm going to link an article in the show notes if you want to read up on it. But I just love having certain scents designated for certain rooms of our house, because then my brain equates those scents with what I want to be doing and how I want to be feeling in each room or in each area of our house. So I'm an essential oil girly. So I have certain oils that I like to diffuse in each room of our house. I use Simply Earth Oils. That's the brand. I love them because they're affordable. They have safety information for each oil on their website. So you can like quickly see which ones are safe to use around kids and pets and when you're pregnant and all that stuff. And I also love that they give part of their profits to fight against human trafficking. I do have a link and a code that can save you 10% on their stuff. So I'll put that in the show notes in case you want to check them out. But anyway, I wanted to give you just a list of our home's signature scents. So in my office, during my work days, I diffuse an oil called Good Vibes. It's made up of lavender, lemon, hoewood, geranium, and clary sage. Y'all, whenever my brain smells Good Vibes, I swear it like clicks my brain over into productivity mode. Like, my brain associates that smell with like, okay, we're sitting down and we have stuff to do. So that is my office signature scent. My daughter's room, about an hour before her bedtime, I start diffusing lavender in her room, and I have been doing this since she was born because lavender is known to help people relax and sleep well. So that is her room's signature scent at bedtime. In our bedroom, about like 2 hours before before I go to bed, usually right after I get Everly to bed, I diffuse. It's an oil called Downtime by Simply Earth. It's bergamot, frankincense, lavender, hoewood, and marjoram. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Could be wrong. But it's like lavender, but like elevated a little bit. It's like fancy lavender. And it just smells so good. And now when my brain smells that smell, it just like makes me sleepy and want to go to bed. And then in our living room, when I wake up in the mornings, I diffuse Happy Joy, which is another one by Simply Earth. Or there's another one called Lava by Simply Earth. Lava smells like Anthropology to me. And I absolutely freaking love it. They're both kind of bright, like citrusy scents, which is my favorite for our living space because I like our living space to feel like – to smell like bright and vibrant and just like clean kind of. And then I do have one more thing that I use like kind of throughout the day if I just feel – you know what I mean? If like you feel like your couch or your bed is like smelling stale – you know what I mean? I do have a room spray that I made myself. It's like I have like a little bottle and there's water, witch hazel, and then I have lavender, and then there's an oil called Vanilla Woods that is by Simply Earth, and I have those mixed in there. And I spray that on our bed, on Everly's crib, and on our couch just to like freshen up like places that we sit and lay. And it's so nice. Like thinking about Vanilla Woods, like the oil, makes my mouth water because it's one of my favorite smells. So anyway, that is my first tip, is just having signature scents for each room. Or if that feels like too much, just having like a signature scent for your home. Maybe it's like your favorite candle and you always have that like lit in the living room. Like, I don't know, just think about when people come over to your house, like what do you want? Want them to be like, oh, that smells like Jess's house. Like when they're out in the real world and they like get a whiff of something that smells similar. You know what I mean? So having a signature scent makes a peaceful home, in my opinion. So habit number two is playing chill music throughout the day. So we love having either lo-fi music playing or worship music playing on low throughout the day. And if you're like, what the heck is lo-fi? It's kind of like a jazz vibe. I play it when I'm working a lot too in my office because it's just instrumental. Like it's not distracting. It's very like calming music. So we have a speaker in our living room that we can connect our phones to, and we stream our favorite playlist from Spotify to the speaker. That's one way that we do it. And then another thing that we do, especially during the holidays and on cold days, is we'll turn on YouTube on our TV, like the YouTube app, and we'll play chill music that way. We just search chill cabin ambience, like in the YouTube search bar, ambience or ambiance. I don't know. English is hard, you guys. Anyway, you know what I mean? And we'll just choose like a pretty cabin scene that has chill jazz music playing over it. I love doing this during the holidays because they have like Christmas cabins, like Christmas trees, and like it's just so cute. So, so cute. But the only annoying thing with this one is that when ads come on, like it kind of kills the vibe for a minute, but you know, it is what it is. So we have music playing pretty much all day long in our home. It just keeps a calm undertone in the house. And it honestly keeps us from mindlessly turning the TV on, which is really important to us. We would love to have a record player to use at dinner time, but right now our daughter Everly is one and she would 10 out of 10 destroy that thing. So the YouTube and Spotify vibes are good for us for this season of our lives, but I really do think that just having some sort of chill music playing in the background of your home, like on low, really helps make like a peaceful environment. Habit number three for a more peaceful home is making functional choices that elevate your space. Okay, so what I mean by this is making your home work for you. So if something in your space drives you absolutely nuts, do something about it to make it less of a pain point for you. An example from my life, I used to get so frustrated every time I was in my closet because I had plastic hangers. Yes, they were ugly and that was annoying, but what was really annoying was my clothes were constantly sliding off of my hangers. I would get so annoyed every time I was putting away laundry or like flipping through my clothes to pick out an outfit for the day. So one day I was just like at my wit's end with it. You know what I mean? Like when something that is a small problem in your life and just one time it just puts you over the edge. You're like, I can't deal with this for another day. So I decided to invest in velvet hangers And oh my gosh, if I would have known how much more peace they bring me over the plastic ones, I would have done this ages ago. And like I said, I know it sounds so simple and almost kind of silly, but these small shifts really do add up and make your home more peaceful. So some other examples that could fall under this, maybe getting Tupperware that matches and doesn't have missing lids. Maybe something that drives you absolutely up a wall is when you're trying to clean up dinner and it takes you 5 minutes to find Tupperware that has a lid and you're just like, okay, this is annoying. Let's do something about this. Or maybe organizing your pantry or your spice drawer in a way that allows you to easily find and grab things without other things like crashing and spilling everywhere. Maybe having a shoe rack by the door so you're not tripping over loose shoes. Again, whatever you need to do to make your home functional, make it work for you. So start to pay attention to what annoys you in your home and come up with very easy solutions to fix those problems. So that's tip number three. Tip number four, this one's so easy. Let natural light in. So during the day, we tend to keep off our lights and we keep our windows open. Not like the actual windows, like the curtains, I mean, or the blinds. We don't really have blinds. We have curtains. It's usually too hot in Florida to have like the actual windows open, but you know what I mean. The natural light is way less harsh and it's just so much cozier than artificial lighting. And natural light, it actually helps with our circadian rhythm, aka our sleep and wake cycles. So that's a plus. It like helps you sleep better at night and wake up more during the day when you're getting natural light in your eyeballs during the daytime. Fun fact, Google it if you want to learn more. But we recently invested in a lamp for our living room, like a standing lamp that like a standing lamp that stands on the floor, obviously, Jess. And we also invested in a new hanging light for our dining room with bulbs that are softer than our overhead lights that are kind of like built into our ceiling. We opt to use these lights at night and it's just so much more vibey than the regular overhead lights. And it helps us to wind down at night because it's not such harsh lighting. So yeah, pay attention to the lighting situation in your home because it really can make your space more or less peaceful. Habit number five to help create a more peaceful home is, this one's not going to surprise you coming from my mouth, use plants as decor. I have quite the collection of houseplants, somewhere around 50. And if I'm being totally honest, it's not because I'm a super like plant lover or that I have this like really like green thumb. Adam and I actually joke that I have like a brown thumb. I don't have like a black thumb where I'm like killing every plant, but like I really don't have a green thumb. I kind of just wing it with my plants. Some of them die and I just replace them. You know, I've had some of my plants for years. Like I'm kind of in the middle, so I have a brown thumb. But I just really like how plants make our space feel. I was reading this article recently about the effect that plants as decor can have on us. And it said that when we have plants in our space, it can reduce stress and improve our mental health. It actually improves the air quality, which is really cool. It can boost our productivity and it can reduce illness. If you ask me, all of that is more peace, right? Like all those things point to a more peaceful space. So plus plants, like they're just a vibe. You know what I mean? Being in nature brings me peace and having plants throughout my house mimics those feelings. So I'm going to link the article that I mentioned in the show notes that has like more info on the benefits of having plants in your home. If you're just like, okay, I want to learn more about this, you go ahead and read that article, okay? Hello, it is me interrupting myself to tell you something that I am seriously so excited about. If you've been in the Hustle Sanely community for any amount of time, you have for sure heard me talk about how the Hustle Sanely BFF membership is my favorite part of my job. And guess what, y'all? It is almost time for enrollment to open for new members. We open the doors 4 times a year to welcome new members into the membership. And let me tell you, you want to get in on this. Imagine getting to do life with over 400 like-minded women who are all actively creating their version of a peacefully productive life. Yes, it is as incredible as it sounds. So let me just give you a little rundown. Enrollment is going to be open April 1st through the 5th, and it's going to be closed after that until July. Our quarter two topic, I already shared it with you in last week's episode. I'm so excited. It's creating a peaceful home environment. Goes perfectly with this episode. And we're going to be talking about designing home systems and routines that support you. truly, I could scream about how excited I am about this topic, but I'm not going to do that to your eardrums. And if you're new around here, in a nutshell, the BFF membership is a community-centered coaching membership focused on personal development that you can actually apply to your life. So each month, we have a group coaching call centered on a peaceful productivity topic that helps you live with intention in every season. So every single month, we get together on Zoom for a plan together for the following month. We set up our planners and journals. We listen to lo-fi music. We share our goals and our habits. It's so much fun, like truly so much fun. Every other week, we have what we call Productivity Power Hour on Zoom, where we get together and we kind of work together, but independently, just getting things done on our to-do list. Every quarter, we have a book club meeting on Zoom to chat about the personal development books that we read together to support the topic we're learning about. I mentioned in last week's episode, the book Tiny Habits. We're reading that together. We have three books for quarter one that we have been reading together. And yeah, I love getting together with the BFFs once a quarter to just chat about our takeaways from all the books, because you get to learn, like you get to see the book through somebody else's lens. And they help me to see like pieces of the book that maybe didn't stand out when I was reading it. But when somebody shares it, I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I miss that? Like, yeah, it's really valuable, honestly. The BFF membership is truly just the best place on the internet. And I cannot wait to have you join us. We're dropping something new in the BFF membership in April. I already kind of hinted at it in last week's episode, and I can't wait. If you enjoy reading fiction, you're going to be stoked, okay? So if all this sounds good to you, you can sign up for the waitlist at jessicamassey.com/BFF, and I'll send you an email as soon as the doors open for new members. Please jump in the BFF membership. I would love to do life with you. Like, I would love it. But okay, let's go ahead and get back to the episode. Habit number six for having a more peaceful home is surrounding yourself with things that you love. So this one might sound obvious, but like, are you actually doing it? So here is how I think about this. There are certain items that most of us need in our homes, like plates, cups, soap dispensers, light fixtures, you know, those kinds of like regular household items. In 2023, I made it one of my goals to slowly change out these types of things for aesthetically pleasing versions. And let me tell you, I really do love being in our home 10 times more. I get actual true joy opening up our kitchen cabinets and seeing matching Tupperware, seeing like fewer coffee mugs that are all really cute rather than seeing like 20 that are just like random cheap mugs that I found at Target and like bought on a whim. And I get so excited when I open up like our flatware drawer and I see that like our black flatware matches our cabinet pulls. I love seeing our glass soap dispensers instead of the plastic containers that soap comes in. I get giddy every morning when I walk out into the dining room and see our hanging basket light and the plant that I recently changed from a black pot to a terracotta one, because the terracotta one, it just like softened the space a little bit. Maybe these kinds of things excite me because I'm in my 30s, but I do not care. I really do feel more peaceful when I'm excited to look at the things in our home. Another one that just popped in my mind is like the brush that we use to wash dishes. We used to have like an ugly sponge, and I just like every time I looked at it, I was like, ugh, that is so ugly. So I bought like a cute brush that has like a wood handle, and it sits at our sink. And every time I see it, I'm like, wow, you're so cute. And I get less aggravated doing dishes. Like, think about your must-haves throughout your house and pay attention to whether you actually like them or not. So start to curate your home in a way that feels like you and that makes you excited to be there. So that is habit number six. Habit number seven is choosing intentional decor. So this one goes right along with surrounding yourself with the things that you love. And let me just call myself out here, okay? I'm gonna call myself out. I was watching some old YouTube videos of mine from a few years ago. I won't tell you why. Hint, hint. But I was cringing when I was watching them. I used to be the queen of home goods and Target hauls, just like stocking up on random trinkets and knickknacks because they were kind of cute and pretty cheap. I didn't really pay attention to whether or not they were actually my style or whether or not I actually had a place to put them in our home. I was constantly buying new throw pillows, coffee mugs, signs to hang on the wall, fake plants, like candles, all the things, right? I was not intentional about what I was buying and bringing into our home at all. I impulse bought and wondered why our house was overflowing with stuff and why I felt like the rooms of our house didn't really flow well. There was so much random clutter that I was calling decor. That's why. So since those times in my life, I've gotten clear on what our home style is, and now I try to buy quality over quantity when it comes to home decor type stuff. So some things that I do to help with that, I don't buy things that I see that are cute just to buy them. So I only buy things for our home if I notice a need for it when I'm at home first. So I'm not just like cruising the home decor aisles of Target, throwing stuff in my cart because it's cute. Like, no, that is a big fat no for me. Now, like if I'm at home and I notice like, oh, I would love if we had a vase right there, I will go and intentionally shop for a vase that would fit that specific space. I also wait at least a week before buying any home decor type stuff. This helps me to not impulse buy, and it also helps me to shop around and make sure that I'm buying the best fit for us, whatever that item is. So sticking with the vase example, I would find like one or two that I like, kind of sit on it for a few days and then be like, okay, this is the one I want. Or I'd be like, actually, I don't like either of those and I don't even think we need a vase there anymore. And then I wouldn't buy anything at all. So believe me, I know that Target hauls can feel so fun at the time of doing them, but think about future you having to maintain all of the little doodads that you're buying. It's just, it's too much. It's too much. For a more peaceful home, less is more. Be intentional in choosing your decor. So that's habit number 7. Habit number 8 for a more peaceful home is have a decluttering routine. And this one is a good one to follow, being intentional about your home decor. Having a decluttering routine has been so helpful in keeping our home less cluttered, obviously. A less cluttered home is a less overwhelming home, and a less overwhelming home is a more peaceful home, as I'm sure you can gather. Y'all, I hate to be a bubble buster, but I will if I have to be. There's so much evidence pointing to how clutter affects our mental health in a bad way. A messy home often leads to a messy mind, and a tidy home often leads to a calm mind. The more stuff that you have in your home, like physical stuff, the more stuff you have to manage and that you have to keep up with, aka you're spending more of your time tidying and cleaning up because there's more stuff to deal with. So when you have a decluttering routine built into your life, you can make sure that the amount of stuff in your home doesn't become too overwhelming. And because I know that y'all love a concrete example, I'm going to share with you my current decluttering routine. So once a quarter, usually around the end of each season, I go through all of my clothes and all of Everly's clothes. I don't do Adam's clothes. He's on his own, okay? And I get rid of stuff that doesn't fit or that we don't wear anymore. It usually takes me around 30 minutes a quarter to do, so not long at all. Then once a quarter, I go through all of our kitchen cabinets and like storage closets, like in the bathrooms, hallways, that kind of stuff, and get rid of expired things, things that are missing parts, things that are just old and that we don't use and that just need to get out of here. And this usually takes me an hour per quarter to do, and that's the whole house. And then whenever Everly gets a new Love Every box, which if you're like, what is that? It's a subscription that we have for developmentally appropriate toys. And I think we get it delivered, I want to say like every 3 months. So whenever we get our new Love Every box, I go through and declutter her toys. So it takes me like 5 minutes, a quarter to do. Like when the new box comes, before I open it and put the new toys out, I go through the toys that are already in her room and I'm like, okay. Does she still play with this? Like, you know what I mean? Like I just declutter her toys. And then I used to try to do all of these things at one time. So like declutter the clothes, declutter the toys, declutter all like the cabinets and drawers. But it was feeling really daunting and I would procrastinate and put it off because it just felt too big. So now I do the three parts separately and it feels so much more manageable and I don't skip it. Like, it's way easier for me to do. And I also have a rule. Almost any time that I bring something new into our home, I have to get rid of something. And this just keeps the amount of stuff from getting out of control. Now, obviously, I don't do this for like household items like soap or toilet paper, just for like extras, like new clothing, new jewelry, or like a new water bottle, like stuff like that. So that is habit number 8. And then habits 9 and 10, they kind of go together. So number 9 is have a home opening routine, and habit 10 is have a home closing routine. So since becoming a mom, I found it really helpful to have a home opening routine and a home closing routine to just help keep our home tidy without feeling like I'm cleaning all day long. So these things are exactly what they sound like. My home opening routine is what I do in the morning to help our home be more peaceful. And my home closing routine is what I do in the evening to, as I'm sure you can guess, help our home be more peaceful. So some examples of what I do in my home opening routine: I unload the dishwasher, start a load of laundry, and I do my HS5 tidy for 15. And then some examples of what I do in my home closing routine: fluff the couch, put away any loose items like mail, Adam's hats, Everly's toys, like those kinds of things, start the dishwasher, and I Swiffer the floors. So day to day, I have my home opening routine, my Hustle Sanely 5 tidy for 15 minutes, which I usually do like at the tail end of my home opening routine, and then I have my home closing routine. So next week, a little sneak peek here on the show, I am actually sharing my updated cleaning routine. So like, I'm sharing it all. Like, it's going to be a long episode and I truly could not be more excited. I think I've said the word excited 25 times throughout this episode. If anyone wants to count and let me know, please do. But I'm sharing my whole updated cleaning routine. So make sure to tune in for that. And I will go into these, like my opening routine and my closing routine, in more detail. So, all right, y'all, those are the 10 habits that I do to help make our home more peaceful. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you're inspired to maybe adopt one or two of these habits to use in your own home. And I hope that if you're not already a Hustle Sanely BFF, that this episode got you pumped to join us in quarter 2, where we're going to be talking about all things related to creating a peaceful home. Anyway, pretty please don't forget to share this episode on your Instagram stories, tag me if you enjoyed it, and go leave a review if you haven't already. That way you can be entered to win the next podcast giveaway. Okay, I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.